was talking about spiritual warfare. Very good sermon this morning. That was very good because we need to know the difference. You know, we need to know when it's Satan or when it's just natural circumstances, when it's Satan working through people. And God will help us discern the Holy Spirit, you know. And I was sitting there and I was thinking, a lifestyle of faith, when you live a lifestyle of faith, what that means is you don't have to try to get in faith when things happen. And how we do that, how we develop you have to develop a lifestyle of faith. And how we do that is the Word of God. Now, we have the faith of God. The Bible says every man has been given the measure of faith. And so we have God kind of faith. But we build on that faith. The Bible says He takes us from faith to faith. And in one place it says from glory to glory. And you know, and Jesus told Peter, He said, Satan wants to sift you like, is it sand? Wheat. I always get it messed up. The sifting's what I cared about. But He's wanting to sift you. But I pray that your faith fail not. He said, and when Jesus prayed, it happened. Right? It's results. You know, He said, I pray. Why? Because the sifting can't take place, Peter, if your faith don't fail you. If you don't lay your faith down, if you don't lay down the faith of God, Satan cannot sift you. He cannot touch you. Because Teresa brought it out, you know, that we've been given power. Satan was stripped of all power. Now, he portrays himself to be big and bad and, you know, and he's in everything and he's in all the calamity. He's not. He's really not. A lot of things are man's own destruction. Man's own not following God, not obeying God. Bad things happen when people don't follow the Lord and don't. I don't care what the world thinks or the church, but a lifestyle of faith is a life that we develop and we come into a place. Just say this. The Bible says, love your wife as Christ so loved the church. Okay, once you get established in that in your heart that you're going to do that, you set out to do that, you're going to do that, you're going to work on that, and before you know it, that's established. You get that established. Now when something comes against your marriage, you just stand. You're in faith already. You're already there. You don't have to adjust. You don't have to try to get faith to put up with their attitude or put up with their dumbness if they are any, or she's in the flesh and vice versa. Wives, submit. You get the Word of God. The Word of God is the foundation. It's the founding chief. Jesus is the chief cornerstone of our salvation. He is the chief. He's the one that now we've brought Him and you'll let Him come into our life. And I'm telling you right now, I go around all the time and I say, I ain't got time to be sick. I'm not taking that. I'm not going to take the flu. I'm not getting this and I'm not afraid of it. Aubrey, she was going to ask Sandy because April Nim's not here. She said, I want to go in Sandy's class. I said, well, you're not old enough to go in Sandy's class. Like that, you know. I said, but you know what? I said, just ask her. No, Papa, I'm scared. I said, no, you're not. I said, the Bible says, now what am I doing? See, that's presented to me. I'm not just about her right now. The Word says, for God has not given His people a spirit of fear, right? But of power, love, and a sound. I'm strong in that. That's mine. That's why I don't fear nothing. I don't fear sickness. I don't fear disease. I don't fear not having enough. I'm established. I'm living in a lifestyle of faith in that. Therefore, when I sang the song, I shall not be moved. Glory to God, I mean it. I'm singing that out of conviction. I mean, I'm convinced, God, that no weapons formed against me or you will prosper. The only way they can prosper is you come out of faith. And just like Teresa said, you know, faith is not something you actually put on. It's a shoe. You carry it. You possess it on the inside. Hey, Satan knows when you're in faith. Satan knows. But I told Aubrey, I said, I said, no. She said, I'm scared, Papa. I said, no, you're not. I said, because God has not. Now, I'm doing two things. I'm not cowing, bowing. Even though it's my granddaughter and she's 9 or whatever, I'm not cowing and bowing because I'm not going to get out of the Word personally. See why? Because I'm already in faith. You know, and so I tell her, nope. I said, no, you're not. I said, because God's not giving you a spirit of fear. Now, where do I get that? Out of the Bible. Right? That's my foundation for how I believe. Praise God. And Satan ain't got no place there. Once you're in that and you ain't going to move off of that, then you are establishing a lifestyle of faith. And then when bad things happen and unexpected things happen, you don't have to do a lot of adjusting because you're already in faith. You're already moving forward with God. And so I told her that, you know, and she said, ah, nah. And then Teresa puts the scripture up there, or Beth did. It says, come boldly to the throne of grace. That you'll find mercy and grace and help in time of need. And she's doing that teaching. See, staying in a lifestyle of faith, you're already done. I mean, you're in a place where your warfare is already won. You'll just be like, nah, that's Satan. That's Satan. I know. I'm not going to yield to that. Blah, blah, blah. Your fighting, your hardship is over. Come on, somebody, once you get in faith, you know, you'll go around saying, what else you going to do, Satan? Come on. Are there anything else you want to try? I mean, is that all? Come on, where are you at? Are you asleep? He attacked this church one time, and I went to him, and I told him, I said, you should not have attacked this church. You should have went and attacked a church that didn't have no faith, Jack. See, that should be your stance against him. Hallelujah. You want to try this? Well, it should be your stance against sickness and disease. Well, Teresa put that scripture up there, Beth did, boldly. And I told Aubrey, I said, look at that. I said, it says, come boldly. I said, you go boldly to Sandy. She went, she ain't there yet. She put her fingers in her ear. Don't say it, Papa, don't say it. She told me, don't say it. I said, I'm going to say it. What am I doing? I'm teaching her to be not fearful. I said, the worst thing that she could say is no. The worst thing that could happen is she says no. Hallelujah. Why would you be scared of Sandy? I mean, she's a pusher. I mean, she'll give you shirt off her back, man. Bring candy. I mean, she wants to take the teenagers off to bowling. And I'm like, good Lord, I'm not going. Oh, let them have fun. I mean, she's the last one I would be afraid to ask, right? Hallelujah. But you know what I'm doing? Planting that in that baby. Whether it's mine or yours, I'll do the same thing with yours. They'll come up and I'll say, you make a straight A's? And I've had parents get mad at me. What is that, your business? I'm like, hey, I'm just encouraging them to do good here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just teaching them that God, that Jesus can help you. See, concerning your body and all of that, you need to resist sickness. Resist COVID. Resist rhinovirus. Resist flu. You ain't getting it. Every name that has a name has to bow at the name of Jesus. And if it attacks you, don't give in to it. Just stand against it. Stand against it. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about. Stand. Hallelujah. We're to resist the devil. All sickness and disease come out of darkness. Jesus prayed and Jesus said, Father, I pray that it be done on earth as it is in heaven. What in the world was he saying? So one time I thought, man, Jesus said, pray Father, I pray that it be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so I thought, well, I wonder how it is in heaven. So I go studying everything that I can find about heaven. And I mean streets of gold, walls of onyx and jasper, singing and praising, and no sickness, all tears wiped away. I mean, I started seeing all of this, and I'm like, there's no darkness in heaven. It's all light. We won't need light because God is light. And so I thought, glory to God, Jesus prayed and said, Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I thought, glory to God. Then I found the scripture, a scripture over in Psalms, so it says that you can have heaven on earth. A little of heaven on earth. I live in some of it. Praise God. I'm blessed going in. That's heaven on earth. I'm blessed going. Blessed is the fruit of my body. Hallelujah. If I get attacked with sickness, I don't go around saying it. Praise God. And you know, I said it Wednesday night. I'm going to say it again. Praise God. COVID trained God's people to stay out of church when you got some kind of infirmity. But God, when I was sick, I'm headed to church. I didn't think about snot going to get on everybody. I'm like, I mean, I didn't really. I thought church is the place you ought to be. So I loaded up the truck and I moved. Man, I get some kind of, I'm headed and let them pray for me, man. See, COVID taught the church to be fearful. Come on, somebody. Fearful. I put it on Facebook, made some preachers mad back when COVID was going around. And I took a stand against it personally. You know, it's not, I'm not, you know, if it attacks me, ain't no weapons formed against me will prosper. Right? It might form against you, but the Bible says it won't prosper. Won't put you in a hospital. Can't kill you. Can't take your money. Can't make you, you know what? That's prosper. And so I took a stand, and a preacher was on there. I usually don't do it. I don't do all that stuff, arguing over God's word and all that. That's stupid to me. If I don't like what you're saying, I just scroll on by. That's you get out of my sight then, you know. And so anyways, it was concerning the body of Christ, you know. And I put on there, I said, God's people are not afraid of COVID. Now, I was basing it here. How I feel. God's people shouldn't be afraid. And so I said, God's people are not afraid of COVID. I said, God's people are afraid of what COVID can do to them. They're afraid of dying. How many knows we're not to fear death? Death has been swallowed up in victory. And even if we're all dying, we're all dying. Just a couple of few more years. If it's 25 or 50, we out of here, Jack. I'm looking forward to getting out of here. Praise God. I'm going home. Praise God. I mean, where there's some huge, probably bass up there in that big lake I'm going to have. I'm going to live in a mansion, dwelling places God has made for us. And so I put on there and come back, and he said, how can you say that? He said, you're having church. He said, you're a killer. Now I'm a murderer now. And I thought, glory to God, I'm just like Paul. I'm getting persecution as an evildoer. That's what happened to him. He was persecuted like he was an evil man because he was preaching the gospel. I was only preaching the gospel. No weapons formed against you. Don't back down. Don't quit church. I mean, listen, this thing, the government used that thing and shut the world down. Shut the church down. People ain't went back to church since COVID, 6 years, 5 years later. I know them. I'm like, what's wrong with y'all? How long are y'all going to wait? Well, you get in that lull to sleep. Arise thou that sleeps, and Christ will give you light. We got to get back to preaching. If you sick, come to church. We'll call on the elders. We'll get all the elders. We'll anoint your head. And how we go? How we go call on the elders? If you ain't coming to church, But God, I've been healed many times in church. I've been healed going to meetings when I was not going to call off that meeting. It was the will of God to me, and it was established that where Jesus said, I come not to do my own will, but I come to do the will of Him that sent me. And the Lord told me, He said, have a heart like Jesus. You know, they had the bracelets WWJD back under. It was a big movement at one time in the body of Christ, WWJD. What would Jesus do? You know, I thought, what would Jesus do? But I mean, it's a polio virus now. I'm like, man, polio ain't contagious. They're coming up with something all the time, man. I mean, all the time. We got new variants coming out. It wouldn't shock me right here before election if they don't slap something monkey on you. Come on, somebody. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices. But we build a lifestyle of faith. That means you're in faith in your finances. No matter what happens in your finances, you ain't coming out. You're in faith concerning healing for your body and your family. And bless God, no matter what the doctor's report or anything says, you're not coming out of that. You're in a lifestyle. You ain't got to adjust. See, God's bringing the body of Christ to where they are maturing, spiritually maturing, to where they're coming to one faith, one baptism, one God, one Christ. We baptized into Him. Hallelujah. See, when things, I went to a job the other day, this will help you everywhere in your life. Went to a job the other day and the job wasn't ready. And the guy told me, he said, well, I mean, I need that door up because the rain blows in. Well, he didn't have it where I could put the door up. And I felt anxious. I felt under pressure, you know. And so Travis, he said something about it. And I just turned around and I said, that's not my problem. I said, unload these doors and let's go. I didn't even call the dude. Left him, you know, let him call me. Call me. I couldn't get the job done. I'm not going to be ugly and all of that stuff, but I'm not going to carry the care of everybody. Right? You can't carry the care of everybody and be in faith. I said, that's not my problem. That's his problem. What if you lose the job? Fire me. I'm not hired by people down here. I work for Jesus. I work for the kingdom, praise God. I don't work for a living. I work a lot, but I don't work for a living. I believe for Him to supply all my needs according to His glory. Now I'm in a place of faith. Now a job loss can't affect me anymore. A yellow slip can't affect me anymore. Losing your jobs all in one day can't affect you anymore. I didn't see them quit church. I saw them coming more, glory to God. We're getting stronger. Right? I mean, don't back down when things comes against you. You just go for it. Why? Because Satan is roaming to and fro. And he's watching. He's watching us, how we react to certain things, praise God. And he strategically then sets up demons and stuff against you at different points in time to try to get you to back off. Give me that. I guess that was 2 Timothy. I want to go over that one more time. He said, this is Paul talking to Timothy. He said, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He said, no man warreth, entangleth himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Now, I used to be kind of, I'm like, how do I do this? I got to go to work. And I drove a truck at that time. You know, and I thought, I got to go to work. And I mean, he's saying, don't entangle myself with this stuff out here. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, don't let yourself get wrapped up in all that stuff. All the natural stuff. See, when we're in faith and walking in faith, that's 99% of warfare that you don't have to fight. You're already in faith. You know, people go around, I got to fast for a month. You can fast and not have any faith and it not do you no good. I mean, fasting's good. I fast often. I do it at least once a week, and I'm not bragging on that. I've been doing it for 30 years. Sometimes I'll go one day. Sometimes I'll go 2 days. These times I'll go three or so, you know, and everything. But I'm not doing that to whip Satan. I whipped him when I got born again, and I didn't know nothing about fasting. I took on everything that I needed. His name was Jesus Christ the day that I didn't commit suicide, and he came into my heart. Hallelujah. I had all that I needed against the enemy. Why? Because he was stripped. This man stripped him, Jesus. But it says, endure hardship. Endure means to continue in the same state. That means when hardship comes, don't get mad. Don't get bitter. Don't get angry. Don't get quick-tempered. Don't get irritated. That means stay in the same state you were in before that hardship came to you. One of my tractors, I got some cows up at my brother's pasture anyhow, and so he don't have a tractor with a front end loader, so I bought one and took it up there and got me into a little backup for over here at my land over here. And anyways, he's running the thing, and it stripped out the bolts for the engine and all of that stuff where the motor mount goes in. And so I told him, he said, better just sell it. And I said, well, I don't know. I said, I'm going to take it and look at it and blah, blah, blah. So anyhow, I took it to the house and took the loader off of it and pulled it in my little shop. And I got it down where I could see, and they're just completely stripped out. They go into the motor, and it's cast iron. I've not ever been able to. I've not learned how to do cast iron, you know, heat it just right and all that stuff. I can weld, but just never learned really how to wear it. So that's out. And so I just quit, you know, and I thought, well, maybe I do need to sell it. Maybe I need to, you know, I don't know really. Remember. Okay. And then all of a sudden, I had this idea to build my own motor mounts, you know. It hooked to the transmission. You know, it's hooked to the transmission. The Bible says in James, if a man lack wisdom, ask God. And I've done asked God a long time ago. God, I thank you, Lord, I have your wisdom when I need it in every situation, and I just receive it, praise the Lord. And so I just had this thought, you know what? I ain't got to have their motor mounts. I'll build my own motor mounts. And so there were spaces in between those. Now, I'm making a point here. Now, I could go around that devil. I'm telling you, that devil trying to rob me. He didn't have nothing to do with those bolts coming out of that motor. If he did, I can't see it. He don't have any wrenches. He's a spirit. How's he turn a bolt? Right? I mean, but people that's devil-minded, that's what they do. Somehow he turned them both. No, he didn't. Tractor's been run since 1998 unchecked, vibrating. So, see, I'm wiser because I know somewhat about warfare. Now, my mind now, the thought to sell it could have come from the enemy. Because there's no way, the way the tractor sits now, that I can get what it's worth. And to buy the tractor that I've got now, 65 horse, front end loader, four wheel drive, and all of that, I would have to spend $15,000 or better. And there's no way I can probably get $5,000 or $6,000 out of the tractor. And so, anyhow, I have this idea. I thought, I'll build my own motor mounts. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an engineer. Teresa said rigging it, and I said, no, I'm fixing it. It's not rig, it's fixed. That rig left me when I got saved. Now I can do, if anybody else can do it, then but God, I can do it. Because the Holy Spirit is your helper. He is your guide. He's the one that gives you wisdom. So you know what I did? I went and I built them. I manufactured me. And I run to the main frame out here that the front is connected to where the bolts goes through. Okay, the mainframe comes in, that comes across. Then these bolts come in from this into the motor, which the motor is just sitting there like this. But it's hooked to the transmission. So I built me some, and I bolted them with real heavy bolts, and then I run them over to that frame, and I hooked it to that frame. It can't move. So I fixed my tractor. You know, Satan ain't got no advantage on you. Everything that you set your, now I'm talking about faith. I'm talking about a lifestyle of faith. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Right? Got a price on I told her I'd fix that, you know, and all of that stuff. I told her that's how I keep my money. Ain't nobody else going to do that. They're like, nah, I don't think you need to do that. Don't tell me that. So I don't want to have to argue with somebody. Just do it. So I just did it. Now I'll put it back together about God, and I'll save $15,000. Right? See, don't look right now and say, oh, it's just bad. Everything's bad. I mean, the economy. No, the kingdom economy's not bad. Things go up, God increases you. Right? You don't have to go down. You don't have to think down. Why is that? Because the Bible says that Paul said it this way. He said, but my God. Now, he was talking to givers. Everybody can't come in there and claim that just because they've been saved. Givers. I'm telling you, I don't care what the church preaches. I don't care what the world preaches. Backslid Christian preaches. I'm going to stay with this Bible right here. I'm not going to let what I see change what I believe. I'm not going to believe based on, I see this church full for 22 years. Where are they at? I don't know. That's not my, I'm not into details. I'm into believing. I believe it'll be full. I've told people before, oh, we like that little church. You better hurry up and get comfortable. Pray God they're coming. You know, I like little crowds. Well, you won't like it here for long because we're growing. See, I don't look at what it looks this morning and say, oh, I heard just the other day a pastor, he'd got down to two or three people and all of that stuff, you know, and somebody, the Lord had sent somebody over there to help labor with him, and the pastor was telling this guy, and this guy was telling me that he was wondering if it was still God's will for him to pastor. You know why he was saying that? Because he was looking at what it looked like in the natural to determine whether God was still there or not. How many knows what you see in the natural is not going to determine whether God's with you or not? Whether God, I mean, you know, the Bible says that it pleases God to prosper you. It's His good pleasure to prosper you. That means prosper you financially, prosper you in your spiritual life, prosper you in your health. Right? Hallelujah. You know, just like open heart surgery. I told the story Wednesday. I didn't have any insurance. I owed over $200,000. And less than 5 years, believing God, He canceled $130,000 for me. Canceled it. And then in less than 5 years, I owe nobody nothing today. Because I would not let what I was going through and that get me to look away from God and the Word of God. He said that He would supply all of my needs according to His riches. See, it's a lifestyle of faith. I'm on the way down in the ambulance, you know, to Birmingham. And I forgot to tell you about the ambulance. It cost me $3,000 for them to carry me. And I wasn't uncomfortable with them little devils. $3,000 to Birmingham. My God, I could have bought a Toyota. I asked the Lord, you reckon I ought to open an ambulance service, God? Whew. One night and I'm done. One night a month, just one run. Well, anyhow, I'm praying in the Spirit. Why? Because now I'm thinking they fixing to saw me open. Then I'm thinking the hospital bill. All these thoughts are coming to me. Now, these are in the natural, but a lot of them was demonic. telling me what it's going to do. See, fear talks to you. Fear will talk, this is going to ruin you. This is not going to be good. But faith stands up in it and says, all is well. All is well. God is in control because I'm letting Him be in control. I see it on Facebook, God got this. And then 2 days later, oh, we're going through such a... God ain't got nothing. They say it like it's some spiritual thing. God got this. The only way God got anything that we have is we cast it over on Him. Casting all of your care over on Him because He cares for you. Anything other than that, God got this, He ain't got because you ain't give. He can't take something you ain't give Him. Right? So see, that's some of the spiritual stuff that sounds spiritual that is not. God told me one time, He said, submit to me. He said, you must learn to submit to authority before you can be in authority. And you know what? I mean, all I started doing was trying to submit to authority in the natural. Pastor, you know, whoever it was, whatever, you know. But the more that I did that, the more that a light started coming to me of the authority of the believer. Not just, you know, being in authority, you know, to preach or whatever. I started realizing I'm a giant in the eyes of Satan. I'm a 5'6" giant in the eyes of Satan. When he looks at you and you're in faith, when he looks at you, I mean, he trembles. I mean, he trembles at your presence in the grocery store. He trembles at your presence at work. He trembles. He trembles at the glory of God in your life. Jesus, when you're in faith and walking with God, He sees Jesus. He sees God. He sees God's presence. He's a spirit. So a lifestyle, when we live a lifestyle of faith, we don't have to adjust when things happen. I did not have to adjust, but I had to take my stand. You know, God canceled all of that. 5 years later, I don't owe no man nothing. And I didn't sell everything to get there. You know, I upgraded all my trucks, upgraded all my equipment in the last 2 years. COVID prospered me because I stood in faith. They started saying, only the essential business. So I stood right up and I said, I'm essential all day long, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I'm essential. I'm essential, hallelujah. Whatever essential means, I'm necessary. You ain't got to have your God's door fixed. So I fell on the category of essential. Ha ha. Oh, hallelujah. People call me up and they'll be like, well, we're not going to be out there, but we'll leave a check on the door. And I'm like, glory to God, they're paying before I get there. This is wonderful. I don't even have to talk to these people. I mean, it was great. COVID was great. And then if they did want to come out and ask you stupid questions, I was going to ask you something, but it's okay. I'm like, glory to God, hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. But you know what? I laid out my faith and I told God every day, God, you daily load me up with benefits, even the God of my salvation. God, see, I wasn't having to try to get there. I've been exercising this for a couple of years or so, you know, exercising a couple of years. Then when this big bad boy shows up, praise God, hallelujah, he tried to knock on my door, I just knocked him down. I prospered through COVID. I prospered after COVID. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm blessed going in, blessed going out according to Deuteronomy 28. It don't change because of COVID, Lord. Lord, I am the healed of God. By His stripes, I was healed. And Lord, COVID is not going to change that. Bless God. By Your stripes, Jesus, I was healed. Then when, I'm telling you, I got my glands swelled up every season change before I got born again. And even after I got born again. I went to the doctor. The last time I went to the emergency room with it, I was 2 years old in the Lord, I think, right at 2 years old. And I went and they charged me $300. And they charged me $200-something for a room. Well, the hospital was full, Johnny. And I mean, they shot my honey in the hall. I mean, they give me a shot in the hip in the hall. And then I got the bill, and I thought, this is what robbed was. They robbed me. They should have not have. And I didn't just look at the hospital. I thought, Satan, you robbed me. And I told I didn't start complaining about the hospital. I was thankful they was there. I really was, no matter what they charged, you know, thankful they was there. But that's the last time I went. Pray God, I told Satan, I stood up and I said, I tell you what, but God, I am the healed of God, and you will never do that to me again. You will never rob me again. I paid the $300. I've never been to the hospital with that again, because I went and got everything out of my cabinet up there, medicine cabinet, that I prepared for the fall of the year and the spring of the year. And I had it ready where at this time I could catch it quick, because it hurt so bad, you know, and it was every year. And so I got rid of all of that, because I felt like this is not faith to keep this. I'm expecting this. I'm still waiting on this. I'm anticipating this, because this is something that's been happening year after year after year. And you know what, praise God, I took a stand against that, and I pleaded the blood of Jesus, and every time that I would feel it, I could feel it trying to come on me. Every year, I'd never noticed it till I got saved. It's just like, bam, and there you are. But that ain't what happened. And so I'd be like, oh, no, you don't. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. That's what taking authority means. That's what it means. That means what that means is you're demanding that. You're not going to stay on me. You can't come in here. You're not going to take no more of my money. You're not going to take, I ain't got time. So I told him, I ain't got time for that. No, thank you, devil. I ain't got time for that. Then I go around saying, I ain't got time to get sick. And everybody, oh, you shouldn't be saying that, sir. Especially Christians. Oh, yes, you're going to be tried. Oh, you're going to be tried. And I would come back with James chapter 1. Oh, it says, count it all joy when I'm tried. I said, so what if I'm tried? I said, count it all joy, knowing this, that the testing of my faith produces endurance. And endurance produces the promises. So you know, I was challenged with that. You know, don't confess that. Satan's going to test you. He's going to try you anyway. He going to come and try to put stuff on you anyway. He going to try to get you to curse yourself anyway. He going to do it anyway. Hallelujah. But the lifestyle of faith, you're like, why don't you just come on to my house, homie? Why don't you come over here and try that garbage? And I've heard people say, I'd ask the Lord just to put it on me. I told them, I said, are you stupid? Put it on me instead of their family members suffering with it. I said, are you dumb? Don't ask God to do that. God can't do that anyhow. He don't put stuff on nobody. You know, I said, I know what you mean, that you would rather have it than them, but nah, just help them get rid of it. Don't be dumb, you know. Don't let the devil fool you. Praise God that you're down in your emotional part now. You got to come up in faith so you can pray the prayer of faith. Get them healed. Hallelujah. I've seen people healed of cancer, man. Cancer ain't no match for the anointing, the healing power of God. And I mean, I've had people, why people sick when if God's a healer and blah, 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 you know. And I said, some of them, it's because they're ignorant of it. They're ignorant of the power. They're ignorant of faith. You know, they're not been taught stand against it and fight the good fight of faith and, you know, live a lifestyle of faith. Hallelujah. You know, I'm not expecting to ever get a divorce. Well, what if she does? I'm not expecting it. Come on, somebody, you can't move that one person. If that one person won't move, it don't make no difference what happens to the other part. Just don't move. Then, if it's an enemy or anything, praise God, hallelujah, you're stopping him. Come on, somebody. I believe we've come down to a time to where I believe the ones, and I don't really want to even say what I'm going to say, because it's really none of my business. Other churches ain't none of my business. But it's sad that they're afraid to preach. preachers have told me before, well, what if you pray for them and they don't get healed? That's not my problem. Well, you're going to look bad. I said, I'm not going to look bad. God is. He's the one who told me to lay hands on the sick. If he don't do it, then he's the one going to look bad, man. People knows that we're not healers, that Jesus is the healer in us, that we release our faith and we call those things that be not as though they are like God. You know, people knows we're not, you know, praise God. I said, but anyways, I said, I'm not going to live my life as a minister of the gospel in fear. That if I lay hands, I believe if I lay hands, you'll get healed. I believe if you'll come to church sick, call on the elders, come up for prayer, I believe you'll get healed. She just got healed a couple of Sundays ago, or three, or whatever. I mean, she could have said, oh, I'm attacked, don't go to church. God, somebody might know it, blah, 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 blah. That's what I hear Satan, blah, blah, blah. Poor old me, poor. Man, I was so sick one time, prayed God, and I'm going down on the streets of Oneonta, and I mean, I'd had pneumonia. I don't get sick. I don't got time to get sick. I keep y'all well. I'm in good shape, right? Y'all stay in faith, teach this word, pray God you get a hold of it. The sickness and disease stays away from you. He said he drove it far from us. He sent his word and healed us, Jesus, and healed us and delivered us, praise God. I mean, I'm so sick this Friday evening, you know, that I mean, when I put a shirt on, it hurt. My skin, you know, just felt sore and all of that stuff, you know, and I thought, man, I got to go. I'm going on the streets. I'm going. You know, and I thought, well, I could go down there and let somebody call it off. But the Lord had told me not too long ago, He said, take off your rear view mirror. And I knew what he was talking about. Don't back up. And I thought about that Luke 9:60 something. It says, any man having put his hand to the plow and back up. My soul has, I don't have no pleasure in him. You know, and the Lord, at that time, I felt like, you know what, I can't back up. I can't back up, praise God. And so, you know, I loaded everything up, loaded the speakers up, and I got down there. We started at 7 o'clock, and I pulled in there. I drug all the lights and different things out. Now I'm going by faith. That means you're walking by faith. That means you're walking, right? And so I get down there, nothing was happening in my body or anything. I mean, I'm sick. I mean, this thing is on me, you know. And I get up there and I grab that microphone. And when I grab that microphone and the first words out of my mouth, power of God come on me. And I was totally healed. What if I'd have stayed home? What if I'd have said, I can't, I don't feel like it. God understands. I'm not trying to put my conviction on you. But I'm telling you, when you feel like you need to fight, fight. I mean, you know, fight for your right to be healed. Praise God. The door, some attacker back. I've been on it for a couple of days. I rebuked it off of her. I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus, whatever it is. You loose her and you let her go. Hallelujah. She's not going to be this and not going to be that. Well, don't the Bible say for us to pray for one another? You're getting prayer every day. We lift y'all up every day. And we believe you're going to have victory. We believe if something attacks you, you're going to come out smelling like a rose. We believe you're going to come out on the other side of that trial with victory. But you've got to endure. You've got to endure. The word endure means to continue in the same state, to remain firm under suffering or of misfortune without yielding, to undergo without giving in, without complaining. To undergo what you're going through and don't start complaining. Give glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You know, give praise to God. I mean, the one that told us most of that is laying in stocks in prison. Man, I mean, he's down there. I mean, he's in a real prison dungeon, and he's free. See, freedom is not that nothing is attacking you. Freedom is in here. Freedom is here, and then victory comes out of that inside freedom. Freedom from fear. Freedom from financial pressure. You may have all kinds of financial pressure. Just don't take them. Just refuse to take them. God canceled. In the last 5 years, I'm telling you, I'm not saying it by faith. I'm telling you, because of a lifestyle of walking in faith, it produced victories for me. I made up my mind that I wasn't going to borrow money for vehicles anymore. And the Lord dealt with me, and I thought, oh man, I won't never have it. This will be the last one. Better get a good one. Had those thoughts, and I thought, nope, don't entertain them. Praise God, all things are possible to those who believe. And God's telling me to come out of debt. Praise God, I can't see no way to do it. But other than believe Him, praise the Lord. And I made up my mind, praise God, that I would never borrow for another truck, and I done paid cash for one. No, three. Two service trucks and my personal truck. I have paid cash money. I didn't go to the bank, and it didn't break me. See, people think that when you start telling people, your test brings testimonies. And we're supposed to testify of the glorious and good things God does. Preacher told me one time, he said, you don't need to be, he don't like it. Because, like I'm telling you about the hospital bill or whatever. He said, you know, we don't need to tell a lot of stories. I said, well, it ain't stories. I said, maybe if you'd believe God, you'd have some to tell. But God, I got them and you ain't. So I'm up with that picture. So don't get mad at me because I'm teaching the body of Christ how to stand in faith and come out of financial poverty and come out of sickness and disease. Don't get mad at us. The Bible says all those that live like God or godly will suffer persecution. You're going to suffer. Who do you think you are? You're telling them to come to church and COVID. You're wanting to get people killed. I'm like, man, I'm a lifesaver through Jesus. Y'all don't even know what you're talking about. The will of God's being challenged here. We're going to fight, fight, fight. I like that, don't you? Bloody and all. That's an endurer, buddy. He got the anointing on him. We do too. We got the blood of Jesus. It's on his right ear and on his feet. Woo! There's something in the Bible about all of that stuff. That's why we plead the blood of Jesus. That is why we stand against sickness and disease and plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know what? I've been inspired by Mr. Trump, you know, praise God, for a long time, you know. Way back under, taking all of that stuff, and I thought, this is what the body needs. They need to be like this man right here. This dude's got some character. This dude has got some endurance. This dude has got some gusto. How much more us full of the Holy Spirit? I mean with the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, glory to God. Nothing is impossible because we believe God. Hallelujah. A lifestyle of Caleb and Joshua lived it. I mean, they were among millions out in that wilderness. And I mean, a lot of them started complaining and they were bit by serpents. But Jesus, that they hung that on the cross, that serpent on the cross, that was a type of Jesus Christ. That was a type of what was to come. But they said, tell them to look upon him. And when they did, they were healed. Well, we done looked upon him. Hallelujah. That was a type of him coming here. Praise God. Hallelujah. That was a shadow of what was to come. But Caleb and Joshua, the children of Israel, when they started complaining, they got bit by the serpent. How many know Satan takes advantage of God's people? When we get in that lack of faith state of stance, I mean, he takes advantage. You'll start feeling, what's the use? What's the use in going to church? What's the use? What's the use in trying? If it ain't one thing, it's another. He'll just flood your thoughts, and then you'll get around people, and they'll give you their sad, bad testimonies to go ahead and pile on top of your feelings and emotions. And before you know it, then you're a lack of faith. You're in a lack of faith. Just like that's why Jesus told Peter, I prayed that your faith fail not. Well, Caleb and Joshua, I mean, just imagine, they're out there with all these complainers, man. I'm talking about millions of them. I don't know how many they were. They were a bunch of them out there in that wilderness. But you know what Caleb and Joshua, I believe they did? I believe they said, if it's me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I believe they took them Old Testament scriptures, I believe, and they knew them. I believe they read it every day. I believe they stood on it every day. I believe they believed God. You know why? Because they went in and got it. They went in and took it. They were not complainers. They were endurers. They built endurance through the things that they went through. They endured everything. Everybody endured the same thing. They went through the same thing. But some of them didn't come out with victory. Some of them didn't have victory in it. They just existed. They didn't have no hope for that Canaan land. They had lost their hope for the Canaan land. Do you know a lot of people have lost their trust in God today? The Bible calls it a great falling away from faith. If I've ever seen it, I see it now. But that's okay. That's not going to discourage Caleb and Joshua's. That's not going to get to Elijah's and Ruth's and Boaz's. That's not going to get to them. We're the next generation down. There's always been a remnant that kept the baton, and I mean kept the faith and went forward in every generation and saw God's glory. We're just in this generation right here where we're going to see God's glory if we don't give in, if we don't take counsel from the ungodly. The Bible says, sit not in the counsel of the ungodly. People that ain't following God, I don't get counsel from them. I don't sit around and listen too much to them. I don't hang out with them too much. Not that I think that I'm better, you know, but they can corrupt my faith. Not going to happen, praise God. It's just not going to happen. I surround myself. If I surround myself, I'm surrounding myself with people that is going forward in God, like y'all guys. I mean, they don't too many people come to my house because they don't go to church. And they know I'm a church popper. Pop you. Where are you going to church? Don't even get out of the house. Don't even get out of the car. Yeah, where are you all going to church now? Where are y'all going to church? And I mean, you can see it on their face. My God, this dude, all he wants to talk about is going to church. It's not that. It's real. You know, praise God, why would I not want to go to church? That's where God meets us here, and His presence is here. He told me out there, I called it the juniper tree, but it wasn't. But I was sitting out one Tuesday night, and I was praying before the Bible study, and I felt like I'm like Elijah under the juniper tree here, man. I'd got under that shade, you know, man, and I'm praying, and I'm saying, God, let your anointing be in this place tonight, God. God, I know that your anointing, this is what I was telling him, I know that your anointing destroys yokes and lifts burdens, God. And I know that if your anointing is in this Bible study tonight, that we'll all leave with chains and things broken off of us, God. And we will see you clearly. And I got done praying, and the Lord said, He said, my anointing is here. He said, all you've got to do is show up. That's why we've grew like we have spiritually. He's here. Why would I not want to come here? Well, he's in my living room, not like he is here. I mean, I tried it, practiced it a little bit. I mean, I've just got anointing when I'm up here behind this pulpit. And when COVID hit and we shut the church down, I felt backslid. I mean, just being honest with you, I felt like I'm backsliding, you know, because I can't come to church, you know. The thing went on, and everybody's like Facebook Live. We can just preach from the house, you know, and all of that. So I'm getting it, you know, trying to figure out, and I'm practicing a little sermon, you know, just a little bit. How does it feel, you know, to preach to your phone, you know, and everything? And I just could not get it. I told God, I said, pray God, but I'm going back to church is what I'm going to do. God, I'm not into this Facebook stuff, and my church will get lazy. I mean, you allow a church 3 weeks, see how hard, just don't try it. You lay out 3 weeks, man. I mean, you're like you're on vacation. No Sunday, no Wednesday. Do it 3 weeks. Ooh, man, it's been a lot of pressure going to church. It's been a lot. That's what he'll tell you. It's been a lot of pressure going to. I feel free. Bradley said one time that he felt free when he was backsliding, felt like finally he felt free. He said, I was free, all right, going right back into bondage. He said, and before you know it, see, the presence of the Lord was still with me. He said, then when I started walking away, I didn't have his anointing and presence anymore. And I realized then, I'm back under bondage. I'm back under bondage, hallelujah. You know, and so I thought, I'm going to church. See, I didn't want to be one that would turn you and the millions thousands that we minister to all over the world. You know, I didn't want to be anti-government. I didn't want to turn any Christian like against the government, especially KIV. I like the woman. She does good things for Alabama, you know, and everything, you know. And so, but I wanted to abide by KIV, you know. She's going by the CDC or whatever that garbage is. They shouldn't even have a say. They don't qualify to have a say. Well, anyhow, after just a little bit, I thought, glory to God, this is coming contrary to the Word of God. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves. And I stood up in my living room and I said, God, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, God, but I don't believe I'm wrong because your Word ain't changed. I've read it my whole Christian life. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some are. And as much more as we see the day you coming approaching, provoke one another to these good works of going to church. That's what he's talking about in that context in Hebrews. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I'm going back to church. I said, I'm going back. If I have to go to jail, I go to jail. God, if nobody comes, they won't come. That's fine. You know, but I'm going back. This is my conviction, God, and I believe it's yours. Praise God. And you know what? We come back, started doing the little drive-in thing. That worked for just a short period of time. That was better. But that wasn't good enough for might satisfy me on the inside. See, Christians today, you know, should be fighting to go to church. I mean, the conviction's not there about going to church anymore. That's fine. Have it your way. It's kind of like Donald Trump said. He said, I don't care if Kamala is an Indian or not. I don't care if she's black or it don't matter to me. Just don't say you are when you're not. Right? Well, Satan tells people you're all right when you're not. I mean, he convinces them, and your flesh will convince you that you're all right with God when you're not. Hallelujah. But not when you're living a lifestyle of faith, bless God, because faith is an action thing that is on the inside of us that motivates us to walk in love, love one another. It motivates us to fight the good fight. It motivates us to lay our lives down for one another. That faith on the inside, see, will cause us to go the extra mile. It'll cause us to forgive the lifestyle of faith. And we've already won. All the tactics of the enemy is in that lifestyle of faith. Because you won't be ignorant. Your finances stand strong. Tithe. Sow, plant seeds, hallelujah, not just in church, whatever God tells you to do. I mean, men, Teresa, we got seeds going everywhere for a long time. We've been given into ministries outside of this. We tithe here. Our tithe belongs here. It belongs where you're fed. Wherever God's called you, that's where you need to tithe. That's where you need to put in there, you know. But whoever God tells you to give, praise God, you know, so. And he's moving into your future and into my future. That's why you can't break this church. I don't care how many's here. I've had them to send money all the way out of Georgia and everywhere else, praise God, when it wasn't coming in here, not based on people. See, well, your believing God is not based on your job. It's not based on people. That's based on the Word of God and what God said in His Word. And you stand on that and you fight the good fight. And I'm telling you right now, you will come out in victory, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And we just thank you this morning, Father. We thank you, Lord.